Welcome to Olindel's Choice, a place where we explore the art of living our best life and the challenges we face along the way. A journey is seen through the experiences of a husband, dad, coach, engineer, entrepreneur, athlete. I'm your host, Team Olindel. We're back for another week. And it's been a very quiet week. The last weekend was actually supposed to be crazy. I was supposed to referee a tournament. They didn't really need me. That got kind of canceled out, which left it kind of an empty weekend. My son had just one lonely game. And considering next week we're looking at three games for my son and one game for my team, this was a very calm week. My wife was out of town as well. So that meant boys weekend. You would think that we would have done a lot of fun things together, but we kind of just chilled the whole weekend. That's probably my fault. I probably should have done a better job creating activities for us to do over the weekend to have better bonding moments. But instead, we did very little. We kind of sat around, chilled, went to a soccer game. He had some friends over for the tournament, the end of the conference tournaments and the selection show Sunday. But for the most part, we didn't really do a lot that weekend. But that's okay because this coming weekend, as I had mentioned, is going to be off the chart. My son has a game Saturday in the evening, and then he has a Sunday, like 11 a.m. game, and another 5 p.m. game. My team plays at 1 on Saturday, which should be interesting. My team has not had the best of spring practices so far, as we've been kind of preparing for these first couple games that are going to be coming in the next few weeks. Our practices have been lightly attended, which is suboptimal when we're trying to install some of our defensive principles, how to defend 1v1, how to do group defending, how do we be compact, how do we cover for one another. Generally, we cover these topics once a season. This season, I've had a number of people out for some of these, which means we're going to have to go back over them after this week's game. The weather has hindered. It was actually too cold to practice one night, which meant one night lost. The field conditions have also hindered. We've had a lot of rain in February, which meant the fields were too soft to really practice on. We had to find small spaces on the outside of the field where it wasn't swampy, where it wasn't real soft, in order to save our fields for the games that have to be played this year. All of that leads to a build-up to a game that I have no idea how our team's going to play. Fortunately, it's a team we've played before. Fortunately, it's a team we've had some pretty good success against. I'm hoping that the lack of practice can be overcome by the pure skill of our players and just kind of remembering what they did last season. Like everything else, hope is a funny thing as we try to rationalize what we hope to see in the future. It's going to be what it's going to be. The game is going to be interesting. I'm interested to see how my team actually responds, how my team plays. Can they incorporate some of the things we've worked on? It'll be just more interesting than anything else. The results are going to be the results. There's not a lot I can do to change it. We'll just have to play the game and see what happens. Anyway, let's get on with our show. The one thing I was pondering over this last week was, are habits a good thing? The thing that concerns me about habits in general is they're part of our cruise control system. They happen really without thought. They happen without any rational decision-making behind them. We just do them. They're our habits. We get up in the morning, we do... For myself, I'll go fix some coffee, maybe have a little bit of breakfast, then go on with my day. That's a habit. I get up and go swimming 3 days a week. Now, part of that's my job, but that's still a habit that has to be created to get up at 5 in the morning and go swimming. The thing is we do a lot of these habits without making a conscious decision to do them. So the question becomes, how do we know that our habits are helping us? Or are they hindering us? for me, I think that it's probably a good idea that occasionally we go around and try to catalog our habits, try to identify what our habits are, when we do them, what we do during them, and then take them and evaluate them from a rational perspective. Are these good habits or are these bad habits? Now, I jump in my own way here as someone who tries to adhere to Stoic principles by throwing out the word good and bad. As good and bad are our judgments on the particular habits. Judgments are generally belief-based. They're based upon what we believe to be true. They are generally emotional, which can cause consternation. If I'm like, wow, man, I have this really bad habit, that's going to give me a negative emotion, that's going to potentially sidetrack me from being productive. Instead of using a judgment like good or bad, can we find a metric to measure our habits? Something that is measurable or something that we can evaluate rationally. Maybe instead of saying this habit is good or bad, which again is more of a judgment of the habit, can we maybe ask, is this habit productive? Is it moving me in the direction I wish to go? Is it helping me fulfill my values? Or is it taking me away from where I want to go? Is it taking me away from my values as a human? If we can take our habits and provide more of a rational look at them, to evaluate them, we can begin to identify which ones are productive, which ones are non-productive, and maybe make changes to deal with those habits. For me, I think the counterproductive ones are usually easy to spot. There are times when I need a break, I'm going to pull up a browser, I'm going to pull up a news site, I'm going to pull up social media, and now 30 minutes are gone. Wasting time on social media is a habit that is almost never productive. I mean, let's be honest. Generally, you're going through, you're liking, you're basically using it, at least for me, I generally will use things like social media as a relaxing, get away from it type thing, i.e. I'm not being productive when I'm doing it. And I'm using it to escape being productive. I use it as a procrastination tool. And generally, these are the ones we will spend our time and energy to replace with more productive habits, especially for me. Things like being distracted by social media, being distracted by news sites. These are problems I've had for a long time that engage my my penchant for procrastination. One of the big things I've been trying to do is be more singular task focused, try to really embrace a task until it's done and not allow distractions to pop up. You know, these are the habits that we, like I said, spend so much time and energy trying to replace with more productive habits. But what do we do about our other habits? The ones that do not appear to be counterproductive. Should we evaluate them as well? And here I think the answer is yes. We may not see them as unproductive, but if we look through them a little bit more, they may not be. Because there could be habits that on the surface seem productive, but truly aren't. I have an example here. Let's say I get up every morning and go to the gym to work out before I go to work. This would, on the surface, seem like a productive habit. I'm getting my exercise in. I'm doing it in the early morning before I have to be at work. It's a good use of my time. What if it saps my energy at work? If in the afternoon I'm little better than a zombie because I'm so tired from doing a workout before work. In this case, is this a productive habit? Or is the problem maybe somewhere else? Maybe I'm staying up too late. Maybe that's a habit I have that I need to address. But generally, ones that seem productive are generally productive. Or if they may not be, is there some underlying area or some other habit that's making them unproductive? What about the habits that we have that are not unproductive, but not necessarily productive. Let's say, let's take a simple morning routine. I wake up, get out of bed, stretch, get the body moving because I'm old. It takes a few minutes to get going. Go downstairs, make some coffee, pour the coffee, and then go to my office and spend 15, 20 minutes reading the news. Is this a productive use of my time? Let's say that 15 minutes turns into 60 minutes and most of it was spent on social media. Then no, this is probably not a productive habit. But what if it just kind of gets me going in the morning and I only do spend 15 minutes on it? Can I be considered productive? Maybe. I mean, it's helping me get going. It's helping me move in the right direction. So it's productive. It may not be extremely productive, but there's some productivity there. But on a situation like this where it's like, okay, it's somewhat productive, the question becomes, is there something I can do to improve it? Just looking at that example, I can say the news. Is reading the news productive? I'm spending time and energy on something I can't control, something I can't influence, something that's already happened in most cases. Is reading the news a productive use of time? Probably not. So the question is, can I replace it with something more productive? Maybe we spend it on something that we can control. Maybe we can spend it journaling in the morning or thinking about the coming day and what are the challenges we might face that day so that we can prepare ourselves for those challenges. Wouldn't that be a better use of those 15 to 20 minutes in the morning? This is why I think it's important that we try to enumerate our habits and kind of go through them and make sure that what we're doing is productive. Make sure that we don't identify new unproductive ones, like, hey, going to bed at late. You know, I go to the gym in the morning early, but I'm tired at work. That's because I go to bed at midnight and then try to get up at 5 and go work out. 5 hours of sleep's not enough. Looking at habits can maybe identify other habits that are unproductive that we need to address. And sometimes there are habits that start productive and become unproductive over time. This is what happened to me in the last week or two. I noticed a habit that began as something that was really productive and had become unproductive. Well, earlier in this episode, I was talking about how I've been trying to be more single task focused, more trying to figure out ways to avoid distractions. One of the habits I installed to help me with avoiding distraction was a daily journal where I write down the tasks before I do them. And by writing down the task in advance, the goal was very simple. If I write a task down in advance, that's going to make me to think about the task that I'm going to be doing and help me to focus on that task exclusively. I'm not thinking about the news. I'm not thinking about something later in the day. I'm thinking about, okay, here's the task I've just enumerated on paper. Let me focus in on it. Let me execute it. And in the first month that I did this, it took a week or so to really make it more of a habit. Over the month that I did this, I slowly turned it into a habit. But even the habit of writing down the tasks wasn't perfect. I had difficulty throughout the day to go out and write the tasks in advance. But I was able to note a number of them throughout the day. And when I did get it noted, it did help me with the focus on the task at hand, which meant that I was improving on my daily execution. Was it perfect? No. Was it better than what I was doing previously? Yes. But then something unexpected happened. I became desensitized to the process. As it became more of a habit, I found myself just mindlessly recording the task. I wasn't really using it to help me focus. It was just another task that needed to be done in the day. The habit stopped being productive and actually became a waste of time. Here I was in a journal writing down what I needed to do, not using that moment to focus, but just, I need to get this written down so that I can go on with the task. What do you do about that? So I began to search around of what are some things you can do when dealing with desensitization of a process. And there were a couple suggestions that were given. Increase the intensity to challenge my desensitization to it. I mean, this is a good idea. It works in training. You want to change the stimulus or increase the stimulus to create new adaptations. But I don't know how it would work in this case. I don't know how it up my intensity of pre-marking events. Another suggestion was take a break from the method, which would help you regain sensitivity. And this is kind of what I did. I'm like, okay, this is not a productive anymore. Let me just stop doing it. If I don't do it for a while, maybe I can come back to it later when it will allow me to focus on the tasks at hand. The last suggestion was just switch to a different method. Create a new stimulus, or if you wanted to, you combine some new stimulus with your old stimulus, which would create a more complex stimulus, which would overcome the desensitization. That got me thinking of like, okay, is there something I could combine pre-journaling with? Or is there a new strategy that I could use to help me focus? A new habit I could create. And that gave me two ideas. One was to force meditation before doing tasks. This would provide a number of benefits. It would allow me to clear my mind of any distractions I would have before engaging in a task. Therefore, once the task began, I wouldn't have a lot of things jumping around in my brain. It could be filled with the task at hand. My concern here was similar to the journal. How am I going to remember to do this before the task? Because that was always the problem with the daily journal too. I would hit one or two, I would skip a couple tasks, and then I might come back and hit it later. Well, if I'm only doing meditation occasionally, would it work? I think if I do meditation beforehand, it's going to work just because of the nature of meditation. But I was concerned about my ability to remember to do it. The other thing I could do, and this is one I have potentially used off and on, is use a timer throughout the day. It'd be very simple. We would take a timer, say, I've got 60 minutes to do this task, hit the button on the timer, work on it, use that timer, that countdown to kind of help you maintain focus on your task. And then when the timer expires, reset. Maybe get up and walk around for a couple minutes, whatever it might be. Give yourself a chance to reset. And then either give yourself more time to finish the task if it didn't get done, or if you're out of time to work on that task and something else has to be done, clean up from that task, set up a new timer for a new task, repeat, wash, rinse, repeat. The nice thing about a timer is it's kind of a built-in reminder to do it. The timer expires, it's going to go off, it's going to take your attention, it's going to be like, oh, my timer's done. Now I need to start thinking about what I need to do next. The other thing nice about timers is timers are easily available. The PC has a clock with a timer mechanism that counts down. I can use my watch. Heck, that's something I always have with me, is my Garmin watch. So which one should I do? Should I do either of them? Should I try to combine them? Should I try to do all three? I don't know. What do you think would be the best strategy? For me, what I'm going to try to do in the coming weeks is begin experimenting with both the timer and meditation. I'm going to set aside the daily journal for now and let that be a potential element we re-add in if these have issues. And while I'm going to try to use both the timer and meditation, my primary focus is going to be on the timer. I think that's going to be the bigger element that's going to lead to success, because I have to set up the timer, I have to run the timer. That's going to keep the train on schedule, so to speak. If I can add meditation before tasks, that's even better, because that will help clear my mind and provide me the level of focus I could potentially need to keep getting tasks done in the time window I'm allotting for them. And I think it'll provide more value throughout the day. And I'll let you know how it goes in future episodes. You know, on a final note as we get out of here, one of the Stoic principles is always to be on alert for something that's going to harm your character. But the analogy holds true of that we've got to be vigilant for things that go against our nature. We always want to be vigilant for things that are going to be unproductive, that are not going to fulfill ourselves as a person. Unfortunately, it's really difficult to do this. It's nearly impossible to always be on guard. And the reality of it is autopilot runs a large chunk of our lives. These habits run a large chunk of our lives. Therefore, it's important for us to go back, reevaluate our habits, ensure they are productive, ensure they are not going against our best interests. They don't go against our nature. And that's the big takeaway from today. Hey, let's go in there. Let's look at our habits. Let's evaluate which ones are productive, which ones were unproductive. Are there ones that we can make more productive? Because this is how we're going to improve ourselves on a day-to-day basis. This is how we're going to get 1% better every day. We always have to look for those opportunities to improve. Well, if you've enjoyed this episode, tell a friend about us. If you haven't already, subscribe to get future content. And as always, have a great day if you want to.